For the second time this term, the U.S. Supreme Court is taking up a case that could make sweeping changes to the way elections are run. The first case dealt with rules on racial gerrymandering. The new case focuses on what role, if any, that state courts can play in federal elections. Lawyer David Thompson argued for the plaintiffs, North Carolina Republican state legislators, in the case of Moore versus Harper.
This court's decision in Lesser teaches that the founders tasked state legislatures with federal functions that transcend any substantive limitation sought to be imposed by the people of the state, and I welcome the court's questions.
U.S. Solicitor General Elizabeth Prelogar argued on behalf of the Biden administration as a friend of the court. She calls the plaintiff's doctrine ahistorical and destabilizing, saying their theory would go against two centuries of practice and precedent.
Petitioner's contrary theory rejects all of this history and would wreak havoc in the administration of elections across the nation. Their theory would invalidate constitutional provisions in every single state, many tracing back to the founding. That would sow chaos on the ground as state and federal elections would have to be administered under divergent rules, and federal courts, including this court, would be flooded with new claims, often at the 11th hour in the midst of hotly contested elections.
The case comes from an attempt by North Carolina Republican lawmakers to restore a redistricting map that had been rejected by the state Supreme Court as violating the state constitution. Plaintiffs base their argument on a once arcane legal theory called independent state legislature doctrine. That doctrine is based on an interpretation of the U.S. Constitution's Elections Clause that gives state legislatures authority over certain rules in federal elections. Then Chief Justice William Rehnquist tried to use that doctrine in the Bush v. Gore case that stopped the 2000 Florida recount, but he failed to win support for the doctrine from other justices. Opponents of the theory say the principle goes far beyond redistricting because it could also be applied to other election issues, like voter ID laws or voter-passed referendums to create redistricting commissions. Lawyer Neil Katyal argued on behalf of the group Common Cause, saying the blast radius of the plaintiff's theory would sow chaos.
Petitioners say for two centuries, nearly everyone has been reading the clause wrong. That's a lot of wrong and a lot of wrong past elections. Frankly, I'm not sure I've ever come across a theory in this court that would invalidate more state constitutional clauses as being federally unconstitutional, hundreds of them from the founding to today.
The three more liberal justices on the court seem to oppose the plaintiff's theory. Sonia Sotomayor called it an attempt to rewrite history, while Ketanji Brown Jackson questioned how state courts and the state constitutions could be written out of the process since they define the authority of state legislatures. Justice Elena Kagan says the proposed theory would let legislatures get rid of state voter protections, even giving legislatures a role in the way election results are calculated.
This is a proposal that gets rid of the normal checks and balances on the way big governmental decisions are made in this country. And you might think that it gets rid of all those checks and balances at exactly the time when they are needed most.
The court's three most conservative justices, Samuel Alito, Neil Gorsuch, and Clarence Thomas, seem ready to accept the independent state legislature doctrine, at least in some form. That leaves three other justices that seemed more hesitant, Brett Kavanaugh, Amy Coney Barrett, and Chief Justice John Roberts. The Chief Justice puts it in terms of balancing.
I think whichever way you think about in terms of how it should come out, I think you have to address the fact that there is that tension, a tension that we address on a regular basis between the state power and the federal power.
Many court watchers expect Roberts and Barrett to play leading roles in steering a final decision for some version of the independent state legislature doctrine, while that may end up not totally ending the state court's roles in protecting voting rights, it could limit them while increasing the ability of federal courts to intervene in elections. A ruling in the case, and also in the other case on racial gerrymandering, is expected by June. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.